R&M.
Hi, is Tim there?
This is he.
Hey, Tim, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you. Last we spoke, you mentioned, you know, you're looking at on some, you know, brake and saws, a punch, some CNC machines. Almost toward the end of, right at the beginning of May. You recall that?
I'm probably not going to purchase anything right now.
No.
Just to back off.
Wait, what happened?
I'm just going to back off.
Why is that?
Because I don't have to have it.
No, it's more like a want than a need.
Well, if I had to spend money, I'd spend money, but I really don't think I have to spend too much money this year for my year end, so I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I mean, it's usually add on more toward the end of the year anyway for the, you know, tax write-off purposes.
That's pretty much just so the government don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, may as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I remember you did, you know, mention that, and you said, you know, you were kind of, you know, strapped at the moment. We also do working capital as well. We can free up 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. Have you had to use that? I know most machine shops have, like, a net 30 somewhere around there.
I have, you know, net 30, and right now my cash flow is good, so I'm not mm-hmm. worried about cash flow.
Okay.
I'm sitting on reserves, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I mean, there's definitely options for you available here if you were looking to pull the trigger on that. With adding all the machinery, I mean, were those just replacements, or are you trying to add a whole bunch, you know, more?
Oh, sometimes it's replacements. Sometimes it's just, you know, wish list.
Yeah. Is that so? Those are on the wish list then, for sure. Do you already have all those machines, or which ones do you use?
I have a lot of machinery here, different types. So sometimes, like I say, it's just what we can spend and if they want to spend, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, is there anything like holding you back this year? You guys have any plans for growth?
No, there's nothing holding me back. It's just I don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. Something you don't have to. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I just want to touch base with you. It's been a while since we spoke, and kind of, you know, take your pulse, if you will. See how things are going on over there. Yeah, I'll go ahead.
I'm just not, I'm not in a situation I have to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. No purchases. Okay. Yeah, you guys got some big contracts this summer already lined up?
We got stuff out through the fall here, so we're not hurting mm-hmm. that way at all.
Yeah, you guys are all lined up and everything. That's good. And you guys, I know you do most of your stuff through aerospace, I believe.
We do aerospace. We do also, you know, like everybody else, automotive strong mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, it is strong. Do you do any oil field stuff? I know that's out of the question, but
no, we really don't do anything in that industry, and right now that's mm-hmm. being hurt.
Oh yeah, for sure. It seems like this year's just odd, you know, because a lot of people are saying because it's election year, but it just seems like a weird year this year as far as work.
Yeah, we've seen a mixed bag around here. We see shops that, you know, are slow, and we see shops that are busy, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I guess who you know.
Yeah, right. And is that how you got a lot of your contracts, more through, like, the relationships you've built with your customers, or like more people through the grapevine kind of thing?
It's been a little bit of both. We've had out of the blue getting, you know, people that hear about us. And
yeah.
So you just don't know.
Yeah, you really don't.
But, you know, it's just we've had, you know, long-term relationships, and, you know, they're mm-hmm. busy yet.
Yeah. No, exactly. Okay. And what do you guys... Or do you think that you do that you stand out from your competitors? Like, do you think differently than them, or?
I can't say we do, you know, too much different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not the most fancy shop in the area. Or, you know, mm-hmm. we're not high tech. We try to do what we do good. That's it.
Exactly. No, then that's good. That's good, and that definitely it's working for you guys over there. But yeah, I will, you know, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you that email, just so you have our information. And then, yeah, if you do have something coming up, you know, we'd like to help you out, get that going for you.
Okay.
All right. I'll check back in, like, next quarter to see how things are going for you guys.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your time, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.